Right. Call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Auditor first meeting, February 13, 2017, to order. We have a quorum present. First order of business, the minutes, January 23, 2017.
So moved.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start Jim for Rod.
Aye.
Motion carried. Visitors, Ms. Dorinda Miles from the food distribution, if you don't mind, step on up and introduce yourself and explain.
My name is Dorinda, and I'm a part of the Eagles Community Outreach Center here in Dyerton. And I help do the food distribution this year on behalf of the food harvest bank out of Nashville, Tennessee. So we've been doing a food distribution here in Dyer for the last 2 years, going on a third year of doing food distribution here in Dyer. Not only do we serve Dyer here, we also serve the surrounding towns here in this county also. So my purpose in coming here is to let you know what we actually do. I wanted to give you out some handouts because we're going to start again in March. If you don't mind. Make us on our flyers. And also it's a paper telling you what our purpose is and our mission and doing what we are.
Didn't know I was going to come up so quickly. I would have been more prepared.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. Okay, we're going to do again come March the 18th. We always do registration. Mr. Nathan has been very asset to me since I've been coming and helping me out with having a place of a location where we could register the people here. We distribute the flyers throughout the county. I do not go by income. There's a specific reason because there's a lot of people that's out of jobs and work. And even though they're unemployed, they're unable to get any assistance through food stamps. And some people just don't ask because they don't want to ask. But I wanted to be able to assist those that are actually in need and that they need the assistance. And my purpose here is to come and ask you to help me. Now, I get trucks, and they come in. And then the first truck that we actually did was in 2015 in June, and we distributed 22,011 pounds of food to approximately 690 individuals, and we served 230 households. Out of that 230 households, 100 of those people came from here in Dyer, Tennessee. Not Rutherford, 100 of them came from Dyer. The other majority came from Trenton, and that was the most of those that came through. We didn't have very much to come from Mowlin at that time. But as we have done it, it has picked up. In December, we gave away 17,158 pounds of perishable foods, and we served 632 individuals. And we served 253 households at that time. And so the lowest amount that we actually have, which was in November of this year, last year, in 2016, we did 169 households at that time. A lot of people said that they didn't know that we were doing it at that time. I have tried to put it in the newspapers and get it out as soon as possible. It might have been due to that I didn't do very well at that time because I do work another job and I work with a surgeon. So it works with me like that. But We will be doing another one, March the 18th. We received a grant from United Healthcare Insurance Company, and they're sponsoring a truck, over $2,000 truck. That truck will feed over 250 households, if not 300 households. And so I wanted you all to know that. I also wanted you to be able to assist me in what we're doing to help service our community here in Gibson County, here in Dyer also, and get the word out to everyone so that they would know what we do have here to help. I believe that this is an asset to the community, to help the people that need help, because a lot of people express their appreciation in what it is that we do for them. There's a lot of people that come through the line that are sick, they have cancer, and have different things, and it says they help them because they use most of their money to get the medications that they need to help them. And so I wanted to be able to let you know what exactly does happen. And if it any at all, that you could be of assistance to us, to help us. The trucks that I do have come, I paid $500 for them to come, and that's for perishable foods. That's not including canned foods and other things like that. So the truck itself, which I just got perishable, was 22,000 pounds of food for $500, and that serviced a whole lot of people. 230 households, that's a whole lot of people and children. And so I have the Head Start call on me quite a bit for things. Whenever we're having it, I try to make sure that they know, and the school system, the teachers there help us out in letting us know of the children that need help and that need some assistance in their families. And I do what I can to make sure that that happens for them. I am aware that there are some churches here that help with food. They have a food pantry and everything, but I do it like once every 3 or 4 months to service everyone and to do whatever I can to help anyone that needs help and not single anyone out. I don't want no one to feel like, well, I can't, you know, but if you need and I can help you, if it's going to help you get over that mountain, I want to be able to do that to help you. Wanted to know if anyone had any questions.
On March 18th, did you guys already reserve the VFW?
No, the day that we need to do sign up is the 4th.
It's the 4th.
Mm-hmm. The day that we give away the food is on the 18th.
Okay, so you don't need the VFW on the 18th?
No.
You need it on the 4th?
On the 4th, on the Saturday.
Always give us plenty of warning.
It's
day 4, though.
I had someone that's supposed to
make
sure. Well,
the trucks be up.
It is available, so I put you down.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. I'll make sure that I keep that. I'll give you dates ahead, because I have given you dates ahead of time.
Because sometimes it books, some of these dates book a year ahead of time.
Okay.
So.
Yes,
will the truck be up at the VFW building?
No, sir. The truck always come down the street on 122 North Royal Street.
On where?
122 North Royal Street. And he comes and he unloads his truck there. I have the people line up here, right across here behind this building, and we send them down the hill. They only can get the food if they've signed up for it, because they have to have a voucher.
What if the day is, what if that Saturday is, you know, bad weather, rain?
If it's rain, I also always let them know ahead of time if we have to reschedule.
Okay, so
and
y'all
notify everyone. Everyone that signs up has to have a working number in order for me to be able to contact them to let them know that we would have to reschedule for another day. I haven't had anyone to volunteer to allow me to use a building in case it rains so that we could continue on to have it. I have asked for one and no one ever got back with me about it.
Our problem is we just don't have a building that's available that I know of. Do you guys know of anything?
For it being ours, you know.
I also had someone in the community to approach me about a house that they had given to the town that's down the street here.
mm-hmm. from Presbyterian Church. Mm-hmm. And he told me to say something to you all about that out there, because he said he didn't know what your plans were to do with it, because I'm looking for a space to set up an office. And so I would like to ask you about the house.
It is there. I don't know that it is fit at this point to house an office. There are I don't want to say structural issues, but there are renovation issues that would have to take place, I believe, Miss Miles, before we could, I think, put someone in there. I'm not sure about heating and air conditioning either. The house is there, and it's a solid house. And with some provisions, I think probably in the future could house an office. That's something we'll look into.
Would you all be willing to sell the property?
No.
Okay. Is there any other questions? Okay. Lions Club members here, or anyone that have worked with any organizations here in the town or not. I need some help in food distribution, and or if anyone would be willing to give me some people to help out in distributing the food, is a need.
I can make a phone call this week and everything, and see if we can't line some people up to help.
This is usually, what, about a four-hour process?
Yes, I usually start at 9 o'clock promptly. The last time we did it, our truck was very late. He got lost. And so come in here. So I told them, you know, we're going to make sure that the person that usually brings our food, that he would come. And he's usually here by 6:30 in the morning. And it takes anywhere from 6:30 to 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning to get everything. After you get off the truck, get it set up, and have your assembly line going. United Healthcare will be on site that week. The insurance company, United Healthcare, is coming to Dyer, and they're going to set up here with me because they want to speak to everyone about the insurance that they have and to let them know that it is available to them, those that can pay commercial and those that are unable to pay commercial, that they will be out there on the site also giving that information. So that would be an asset also.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it also lets them know about Dyer, Tennessee, mm-hmm. the great city.
And I'd like to thank you for doing things for our town and our community. It's very kind.
And it is a big help.
Yes,
it makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if any of you know teenagers that need community service hours, I give away community service hours to help them, and a lot of them need them for school. I stay in contact with the lady here at Gibson County High School. She calls me, you know, whenever we're having our things, so to let the students know that community service hours are available here in town, and they don't have to drive very far in order to do so. Yes, they do. I have yet to dinner in December because we have the inmates come and help us also. And so we gave a dinner at Christmas time. Well, after Christmas, not even the first of the year. And we fed the police officers and the inmates because I really appreciate them. I know I can't pay them. And I told them, I know I can't give you things to take back with you, but at least I can feed you and give you something to show you that I thank you for what you do, because they work so diligently when they're there. They do not sit down and not want to do. They are into doing what, you know, we're doing. And they like coming. And so I appreciate that so much. I really do appreciate the police officers. They told me that they didn't really need to be there because they said I was doing it myself. But but I appreciate them. They're an asset to me. They are. Oh, is there anything else? Sure that I can keep this going, okay? Like I told Chris, I'm not asking for thousands of dollars, but I am asking for some assistance because a lot of this is done for here in Dyer, Tennessee. And if there's anything that you need from me or any more statistics or anything, I can get you whatever you need. Just let me know and contact me. My contact information you have. And I also have some business cards in the back if you need anything else further.
Greta, we can't make a decision tonight because we do need to go through the budget and look at it a little bit before we do make a decision.
And I understand.
So what we'll do is we'll get Nathan to contact you whenever.
Okay.
Is that okay with the board?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Thank you, and I appreciate you all. And it's been wonderful.
All right.
If you have any
Thank
other
you.
Questions or concerns, just let me know, and I'll be glad to answer them for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you for the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any other visitors? Now, we're moving on to the marriage report. Item A, appoint Tom Lamb to industrial board, term expires May 8th, 2020. Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion?
Is he just going on as a member, or is he replacing someone in particular?
We have three.
I know there were three.
Charlie Yule.
Okay. Has he been on the board before?
Who?
Yeah, he's on
Tom Lamb.
On the city
industrial
board? Or
board.
No, he hasn't been on the industrial board. He's been on the city board before. Any more discussion? Now we'll call the roll. We'll start with Mr. Rangel left.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. I will have two more appointees at some point in time, but just not right now. Park reports. Fire?
No report.
Thank you. Police?
No report.
Thank you. Street?
No report.
Thank you. Finance personnel?
City stickers.
Thank you. Water and sewer?
No report.
Thank you. Committee reports. Public safety and health?
No report.
Finance administration personnel?
This is not directly under me, I don't think, but I'd like to ask Brad, and I apologize, I meant to do some research on this, and I think the state has changed the law regarding medium speed vehicles and the operation of them. Is that correct? Do we need to bring our code into conformity with the state law on this?
I can take a look at it.
If you would, somebody mentioned it, and I intended to, and I forgot.
Mr. Carroll?
Yes.
The difference is the speed.
Right.
And I believe our code references the Tennessee code. We mention it by reference, I believe.
Okay, so if they change, we still have a reference and
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think we cited it by reference as opposed to by definition.
Okay. If the main street.
Well, that's the, I mean, that's not part of state law. That's ours.
Right.
Do we need to change that to be in conformity with state law?
No, state law still allows you to to allow or restrict any place that you want to allow those medium-speed vehicles.
A couple of the officers have suggested we do make changes.
And you're perfectly allowed to do that.
Okay.
You'd like to have it rewritten?
Well, I want us to look into it, be sure we're doing what needs to be done.
Okay.
There's no change in the state law that would change that unless you wanted to change. I mean, we're not required to change.
Right.
So, I mean, if you want to, we can certainly do that, but it's nothing that they did changes the local restrictions or permissions about how we permit that. Although it's interesting that they did. The clerk's office now has a checklist that they do at the clerk's office that they did not have when we started that process. They have to, if you own one of those vehicles now and register it, you sign an affidavit that says it complies with whatever that is, which is neat.
Mirrors, blinkers.
Right, and supposedly we inspect those vehicles.
My golf cart works.
So, I mean, whether you want to inspect them or not still is that might be worth doing too.
Got me a fish
around. I mean, Kid has been the medium-speed vehicle inspector, so.
Well, the problem was always the definition of medium-speed vehicle right. As opposed to recreational vehicle. That's where, you know, you can look at it and read it two different ways when you read it, so that's.
I'll get you a copy of that ordinance and look at it.
If you would, I appreciate it. So maybe just a way to let it go and let enforcement fall where it will.
Anything else, finance?
I don't think so.
Okay. Street maintenance, water, sewer, landfill?
Yeah, I'd like to have a call meeting Thursday night at 6 or so for a committee meeting on the street. And Willie might want to be there too because I'm going to talk about his area too, so I'd like to have a committee meeting. I don't care at what time. Could take several hours. Got a lot of stuff I want to hash out and get out in the open. And
6 o'clock.
Six o'clock, okay.
Six fine if it's for everybody.
Okay. Ryan won't be here.
Okay.
He's going to be out all week, isn't he?
Yes. And
If they're not going to eat first, maybe buy something for the ones that don't eat.
How many's coming?
I don't know.
I won't be here.
You won't be here. Ram won't be here.
I will unless something occurs.
Somebody dies?
Unless somebody dies. And they have a visitation. If they don't have a visitation, we'll be all
right. I possibly will. I possibly won't. Not 100% sure or so, but
I have full intention of
being. I'll be here.
Okay.
I don't think I can.
If another night's better, I don't care.
You said you would or wouldn't?
Richard said he thought he wouldn't.
He would not.
How many people you have to have a meeting?
One.
One.
Right. You, me, and Jennifer.
Well, I mean, I possibly may be here. I mean, you know, I'm not 100% sure yet.
I know I won't be.
And Ryan's at class all week long, so he's...
Yeah.
Greg will probably be here, and Robert, I'm not sure, but I would imagine he would probably be here until Thursday night.
He had a trip thing, I think, tonight.
Okay, yeah, okay. So he'll probably be here.
Nathan, if you don't mind,
if we're going to have it Thursday night?
Yes.
If we're going to deal with a lot of issues, could you give each of us a couple of pieces of paper, just in case we don't bring our own, that way we can keep up with what's going on? Thank you.
And I would like to, if you're going to meet, and we talked briefly about the THDA grant program. Again, I'd like to update you on that right before, just at 6 o'clock.
That's fine.
It won't take 5 minutes. But
that's okay.
I'd like to give you an update on that, too. Okay?
That's fine.
Tom, do you know how many? Was Stephen and Willie, just Stephen and Willie, or who are you?
Well, Stephen will be here. Willie, if I'm talking about his department, I think he should be here. I don't like to talk.
The reason I asked that, I didn't know if we're going to bring something, you know, if we're going to get something to eat or whatever. I just want to make sure we get enough for everybody.
Okay.
It's the point. So you're planning on Willie and Stephen and Randy or not?
I don't think I need Randy.
Just those two?
Just them two if I'm going to.
Just let me know, but we'll get a head count Thursday.
Okay.
Too, so okay. We have sure to get.
That'll work.
Thank you.
6 o'clock.
I'm put a note here, food. It's important to me at least.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, two of them.
You said it on tape.
Uh-huh.
Yep. There's a right up in place for him tomorrow, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Attorney, you heard that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. As long as we get to know Mr. Trill. See you in the morning at 8 o'clock, sir.
If I tried to string her, she'd beat the crap out of me.
Parkson, oh, I'm sorry, are you done?
Yes.
What about landfill? Where are we at on that? So we can kind of update. Are you full again?
Can you fill those up again?
Okay.
How many picked up the ones yet?
Say it one more time.
They didn't. Since what was it? Not last week, maybe what week before last?
He was supposed to have brought some more last week.
Okay.
But it was wet. He said that if he thought it was too wet, he wasn't going to come, remember?
I don't remember.
So.
We'll check again tomorrow, but we was out there today. They hadn't swapped them out.
Well, okay. I'll try to remember to do that.
How many more do we need? How many do you think? Four or five? And you think that'll take care of it?
Maybe.
Okay.
When we get to that point, we'll
think we're good.
Real close, I'll let you know.
Think we're good, so. Okay, thanks. Parks and Buildings? I'm sorry, are we done now?
Yeah.
Okay. Parks and Buildings?
Got a couple things.
Okay.
The tennis courts, when we had them resurfaced back, what was it, 2 years ago?
No, four.
4 years ago?
Yes.
Was we not needing to resurface that after a certain period of time, or?
I would like to budget that in the next budget to do that because of the price that it would cost. Some was here, some was not here. We spent a lot of money on those tennis courts to get them done because it had been 18 years or so before, yeah, since they'd been done before. And they did tell us that within 4 years, they would like to come back and resurface them. And the price would probably be between $2,500 and $4,000 at that point because they wouldn't have to go through and do everything that they did. The tennis courts are in fair shape, but they're cracks, which he told us up front would come back.
Do you remember if they said that they would, that they'd repaint it, restripe it, and everything?
Right.
And resurface it.
They would run a surface coat over what is there to fill the cracks and everything back in and make it like it was whenever they left the last time.
So how bad are the cracks? Have you seen it?
Some of them are pretty good size, but they're not.
I ain't heard nobody say. I just
they're nothing like they were before.
I didn't think it was that long ago, but I guess it is. Guess it was.
And
then another thing, the basketball court behind the school, was we going to do something to that?
We was in the next budget. We just couldn't do anything right now.
But what were we going to do to it? We were going to blacktop it.
We was looking at just sealing it.
Just sealing it. Yeah.
To keep it from cracking and busting
I think that'd be the best thing.
And to keep some of that grass from growing up in there.
And mulch at the playground.
Okay.
Are we going to need any? We put some in last year, didn't we?
Yeah. And I don't know, Stephen.
I think right now it looks pretty decent.
It did to me, but just around the swing set area. But the thing about it is you can go in there and scoop that back over and you're.
Borders and everything, they're in good shape.
Yeah, we replaced all those borders, remember that?
Yeah, I remember doing it.
Yeah. You didn't do it.
I remember. No, I didn't do it. I know that we're getting close to the ball season start and everything, and I know most of our stuff is taken care of by the volunteers of the ball league, and I know we take care of the city park, and I think it's very important that we keep that park looking as good as we did last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally think that was the best our park has looked in many years.
Steven and them's already been down there. We had a busted water line down there, and they've already been down there and got that fixed.
Restrooms
this past week.
Well, we've got water off to the building right now.
So they got that fixed and everything. Tom came in and asked about that today, and I told him, I said, you guys had already been down there and got it fixed. I think all the thing we got to do is wait for that to get some sand or dirt back in there, and then concrete it back.
Yeah, right. Walk over now. Everything's bad. We put rock over the top, so it looks pretty good. But we're gonna wait for it to settle, and then we'll
put concrete back over again.
And I guess the walker track's still in good shape, isn't it?
As far as I know, it could be sealed.
That walking track needs to be sealed this go around as soon as possible. I mean, you know, it really needs to come in the next budget.
It's half mile track. Well, now summer would be halfway
three
over.
Quarter. Three quarter. Yeah, but then I'm telling you, it needs to come in next.
Well, maybe
can't
we could
do it in this one. What would it cost to seal it?
$6,000, $7,000
To seal it?
Yeah.
A lot of sealing.
So it's probably cheaper for us to do the basketball court and that at the same time instead of doing two different. We might get a better deal.
That's a good idea.
I honestly don't know, but we can price it that way.
Sal Brothers did last, or they no, put the payment down.
That's right. They did pay it, didn't they?
Yeah.
But the sealer, whenever wintertime come on or something like that, and it didn't happen, and then it just kind of got put to the side. Everything. So,
well, this group that's going to seal the tennis court, would they won't do the basketball court?
Two totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah. This process that they use is the sand and this other kind of material and paint.
I was thinking since they were in the sealing business,
right,
they might go, but evidently not. Okay.
Yeah.
At the seal that we're talking about putting on the walking track, that'd be like something people put on the driveway.
Right.
There's at least one spot that needs to be
repaved.
Could use a little asphalt.
On the west side.
On the north. Yeah, I think so.
Steve, was y'all able to run the new pipe underneath there where the water wouldn't drain under? Sometime when they get a chance and everything, there's a place where water's not going through. It's two places, isn't it? I think there's two. That they're going to try and dig a hole underneath it and take the... Did you use the sewer machine last time?
Yeah.
Used the backhoe and the sewer machine and tunneled underneath it and ran a pipe underneath it and everything where that water would drain across and busting off the edge of the concrete.
Talking about on the north side? Over by the fields or the
up toward the cornfield,
Michael.
Toward the cornfield and the picnic table side.
Yeah. We got two. Right,
one on
there,
both sides.
And the one on the west side, that's a big one. We ain't got just a small one.
Yeah, we got.
We got the two on the north and south are small. I mean, they're probably what?
Yeah, that's right.
Four.
Yeah, and then the other one's a big one on the other end.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of problems with washing down in that area at one time.
Would we not be better off just to run a ditch down to the big one and funnel it all into that as opposed to...
Not the way it is, where it's at. Because we did talk about that. We even talked about... I think the plan is... Stephen, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the plan is once the weather gets prettier and the ground gets a little harder, that we're going to go down there and start dumping some dirt back there in that corner. It's about that deep from the
left field side, left center side of the big ball field.
Water
comes off the field there and it
sits down there and
sits down there and stays. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where they're talking about putting a couple of pipe underneath the sidewalk where to go on. And then trenching on the other side of it where to go to that other ditch. Is that what you was talking about? Trenching once it gets across it to the box factory ditch, what I call the box factory ditch. Or not.
That'd be pretty good ways, wouldn't it?
No. No, it's, what is it? 40 feet, 50 feet at the most.
Is that close?
Yeah.
When you run a pipe under there, how can you be sure that you're getting it tight enough in there to keep it from washing? I mean, when you dig a ditch and you put a pipe in it, you can pack around it.
Right.
You can be sure. But if you bore a hole and run a pipe in there, seems to me there's a great possibility of loose or open areas around that pipe, and then you begin to get washed that way.
Well, what happens is they don't make that hole big enough, and they take that backhoe bucket, and they take it and they push it through. That way it stays tight all the way around it. They've done two, I believe. Yeah, two of them, and both of them worked out. And both of them worked out perfect.
It's like a reverse bore almost, it sounds to me. Like, I don't know anything about it.
Well, what we done the last time was we dug a hole on one side and a hole on the other side and just push the pipe through it and then take the serving sheet and wash it out the inside of the pipe out.
Oh, that sounds smart.
Yeah, because when you push it through, it's going
to... It just fills the pipe
up. Fill the pipe up.
Serving sheet just wash the inside of the pipe out. Yeah. And you can't go a long distance like that. But
you'd have to take that down the track, wouldn't you? You'd have to take that down the walking track. How heavy is that sewer machine?
Oh, it's heavy, but it's not.
Because, I mean, if the ground's damp, it'll bury up down there.
We would need to get all this done before we put the sealer on it, wouldn't we?
Yes. Because if we bust the concrete doing it, we can get that little area fixed or whatever. Right. If they happen to end up busting the walking track by doing it.
That's all I've got.
Stephen, did you have a chance today to go out and look out here on Ore Road, Iron Mountain and South Main?
Leak machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, they done it today, both sides.
What was that?
I don't know. I just told Smoke them to go suck up the lead.
Okay. I had a couple of phone calls, that's why I asked them everything. Because, like I said, I didn't know whether it was...
I figured it was just leaves in there.
Yeah. That was the way I understood it. But I just wanted to make sure we was...
I didn't mean to mention this, but since you mentioned Ore Road, I went down Ore Road the other day, and it seems like it's getting narrower and narrower all the time.
Yeah, that asphalt shrinking on the road. Okay. Oh. No,
I don't know whether the ditches are getting bigger.
They haven't been back out there to trim.
The vision is getting smaller.
They're planning on getting
to it. Do what? Well, I mean, y'all are sort of making light of this,
no.
But I'm really serious. The road don't seem as wide as it has been, and those ditches are getting larger.
Well, it's actually wide.
They actually dug those ditches larger.
It's actually wider than what it was.
Actually, I've been building the shoulder there.
Right.
When we blacktopped that, the road, we added how much on each side?
About 10 inches.
I was just thinking about building a shoulder. Put some speed bumps down through there.
Hey, I did go through. I went through a town, they got a speed bump. I go over it. Macklemore's. I go over it every time I go there.
Any unfinished business? Jennifer, I would like for you to say something. What do you got? Unfinished business. And hurt you?
No, just what I told you about. Those ladies were talking to me about their sewage in their yards.
Where is that? 601?
601. Calves were left off and their sewage filled their whole yard.
No,
they had to go out there and clean it up again.
Look, let's get this straight, though, since we're talking about this, okay? They took the calves off from underneath their house.
I know.
So that's not our place.
Under the house?
Yes.
Under the house.
They took it off under the house. They've done the wiring for the pump.
Mm-hmm.
But their sewage is running in a ditch.
ditch has been off because you can see debris all around it. I saw that yesterday.
Well, no, we washed it.
That's right.
We washed it one time, but we put the cap back on when we
Y'all done what y'all was supposed to do.
Yeah, and there's nothing from the cap by the road to the main.
You actually done more than you should have had to do, but you done it out of courtesy and everything to make it clean for everybody.
I knew you didn't take it off.
No, we didn't take it off.
But
I already knew.
But the understanding would be that this was a total mess, and these guys did extremely well. All of them done extremely well of doing this, and honestly. And I'm with Tom Mickelson on this when I say this. Next time before we do this, we're gonna stop and we're gonna table this, and we're gonna have a look at it before we do something like this again. The problem was needed to be taken care of. Yes, it did. Was it our place? I don't know. Doesn't matter anymore. But Tom's right. You know, sometimes we need to take a minute and everything back off, and even if we have to have a special call meeting to come back and redo it, you know, it's just sometimes it gets out of control. So.
Well, I told him that it's good that the city bothered to come down there to try to help him, you know, and I said, you need to work with the city on this problem, too.
Yep.
So, that's what I told him.
That house, who built it? I mean, the government built it, didn't it?
Yes,
I mean, what did the city have to do with that house other than providing a tap to the sewer line?
The city approved what they had to approve. And when the city approved it,
the grant money came to the city.
Right. So,
in effect, what you're saying, when they do all that, the city approved everything what's done, and it wasn't done right from the beginning. So, your contractor, somebody should have been liable, but if somebody doesn't know when to sign off, you know, you just sign off to get it going, and if he should have been liable, but to me, they waited too many years to push the issue that it wasn't done right, you know, so it's, that would be, to me, the only reason you're doing is to solve a problem, but I don't know if it'll solve a problem. If you don't have money to take care of it when you get it,
well, that's a lot of the problem.
Well, and you said the right thing when you said that, because once they get through with that, Billy, once they get through with this new THDA grant that's being done, is there some kind of waiver or something that we can do to keep from
having to repair their house
again later on?
You didn't.
I think Nathan said once it's done, they sign a piece of paper. It's their responsibility. If it plugs up again, it's their baby. We're not going to go down there and spend another dime on it.
I mean, you weren't obligated to do this time.
Well, that's right.
No.
It was either fix it or it was going to cause problems for everybody in the whole neighborhood.
Well, no, you shut down their house.
That's right.
You had an out to do this if you wish to do so, because it's fair.
How old is that house?
It ain't very old.
Really?
Built to when?
They had a release of lien.
It's not very old. They don't get something to give to them, and they don't take care of it.
Signs the release that says they're accepting the work.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Now, that's where their water leak.
And like I said, there's a year warranty on the work. But at that point,
in the house?
Probably have to sign some kind of contract. Loving them had to wear tied in responses.
Yeah, there's a contract. I mean, part of the contract they sign includes a warranty period.
Under the house?
It's a one-year warranty. That's all
under the house. And plus, but that sewage is like an entire thing. Running in ditch is considered.
And that's illegal.
Well, the thing that was, I mean, this is really not germane.
Is the pump in yet?
They said the homeowner's representative said
you got the pump, you just haven't put your waiter boots on and gas mask on.
That was in the middle of the house. Well, somebody should have said something then.
Wait for that waiver to get signed.
But anyway,
it's probably one of those problems. Is it signed?
Solution for it. The city would have to take care of.
That's what this was. I think, I mean, they didn't have to do this. It was
voluntary.
Well, I told the ladies just out of courtesy for the city to go down there and help them, you know.
It was strictly courtesy.
Courtesy is what I told them.
You had a way to do it, but you didn't have to.
I don't know why they can't get a reputable contractor to let him straighten it out. Somebody that knows what
they can't pay for it.
This.
They had to pay for it.
Sis.
Probably
don't have it anyway.
They don't.
The next thing in unfinished business. Email from nursing home. We're going to stop using that product. I pulled all that I can find off the floor. Some doubtless remains. I have provided notice to staff that they are not to flush those wipes under any circumstances. It will take a few days to completely eliminate them. We will meet with one of our medical providers tomorrow for an alternative procedure which do not require wipes.
What kind of wipes we talked about?
One second. Today I went through the building and searched each room for any remaining ready flush wipes. Collected all I could find and disposed of them. I suspect there may be a few I missed. But there won't be many which were not removed today. This should solve the problem. I have wondered why we suddenly had a problem with these wipes when we have been using them for years. The ones we were using seem to be less able to break down than I remember them to be. I wonder if the supplier made changes to the product which we were not informed about. They used to be like a wet paper towel which would easily break apart. Now they seem more likely a stretch than to break apart. Regardless of the cause, we have stopped using them, except for perhaps a few packs that I have not found. That was from Jerry Parks at the nursing home. That was what the board asked me to look into or whatever. He said that whenever they first started using those wipes and everything, that they could take them and drop them in. The supplier would come in, would put them in a 2-liter bottle. They would shake them up, and they would disintegrate right there in front of you, you know, once they got wet from water and everything. He did the exact same experiment with the wipes that they have now, well, since we went out and talked to them and told them what was going on. And they did not break up. They stayed in that 2-liter bottle and didn't do anything. I believe Willie talked to him
Friday,
and he was very kind and generous to Willie and everything, and told him that they was working to fix the problem and would be glad to work with us. Am I right, Willie?
I told him I appreciate anything you do.
So they was really nice about it and everything. We didn't have much of a choice. We went ahead. We'd already had our wet well pumped out and cleaned and everything. And it was full again within 2 hours or something of them flushing. So, but since they've stopped using those, I think it's gotten better.
I didn't get a chance to check the manhole today.
Okay.
So I got that trap in there to catch them so they can completely
make sure that they're gone. They said they would start using trying their best to figure out if they had any more problems to please contact them, and they'll be glad to work on it again. So that's the update that I got from the nursing home.
But we did pump the manhole out in front of the nursing home Thursday.
Yes.
It took us an hour to get all those things pumped out.
These watch for
the patients.
Patients, but they're wiping their bodies down.
Like a baby wipe on there about that long.
Yeah. Clog up the pumps and everything.
I'm gonna show you guys this real quick. Just so you can see. You did see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Had you seen it, Richard?
No.
Tom, had you seen it?
No.
I don't think so.
This was the wet well.
Huh?
This is where we put
you
this
in. Showed me?
To stop it.
No.
This is,
he said you need to look
once
at it.
It was, they said it wasn't doing anything, but it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, you don't want to see it. Is that what you said?
Well, I don't good. See nobody's butt.
No.
This was the wet well. Don't touch it. Man. This was the manhole right here. See how full that is? This is what I asked Willie to do.
Put the wires
in there. Asked him to put that in there and to catch anything. That way it didn't get to our pump and burn our pump up. So, and here it is. Still full right
now. That's what I was thinking.
Put it right here, boy.
When I first heard about that, I was thinking about, you know, maybe some driving something down on each end and catching stuff. But, you know, I was thinking about something, you know, some kind of spikes, like a nail or something.
Well, over at Humboldt, they had the same trouble out of the same management. And
probably the same wipes.
There, they had to get that out and everything. So, that was kind of a problem that we was going through. I think they're going to take care of it, so maybe they will. We'll see what happens. Don't do that no more. Yeah, like you've been here since early this morning.
Moving on.
Any other unfinished business? New business? Item 8.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to adopt the resolution of 2017-223, Rule of Law City as Concerns Immigration Policy.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion made, second. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, what brought all of this up?
What?
What brought all of this up?
Alderman Shanklin asked that this be presented to the board. Alderman Shanklin asked that this be presented to the board.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't we need to know something before why he's asked to bring this up before we take a vote on it?
Is this it?
That's it.
Well, here it is in front of you.
I can't prove anything till I know why.
Can you tell us about this, please?
It's a non-binding resolution. It has no effect on policy or anything else.
Who recommended it?
Alderman Shanklin.
That's the first I've seen of it.
He's probably seen it through his state paper somewhere.
He forwarded it from another city that adopted it.
What happens if you don't adopt it?
Nothing.
What happens if you do adopt it?
Nothing.
So why do we want to adopt something that doesn't work?
Because it takes a position on behalf of the city as concerns illegal immigration.
Does that make us a sanctuary city?
It actually makes you the opposite of a sanctuary city.
Okay.
Although, again,
I don't know why you do it unless some agency is requiring it.
I believe his point was that we adopt this and then send a copy to the governor or somebody.
Do they cut any funds out if you don't do it, like the federal government's trying to do to some states?
No, sir. This is just strictly a political statement of the city of Dyer concerning immigration.
Probably putting you on a list that when they get ready to ship them out, they say, look here, Dyer,
they'll take them. We can get some workers yet. Well, there is hope.
I really thought he'd be here to talk about this because he asked me to have it for tonight. So, but if you want to postpone this to your next meeting.
It's on here. Is there a motion?
It's been.
Is there a second?
It is.
I entertain a motion to table this.
I do.
Second.
Second.
Call the roll. Any discussion? Call the roll. Would Ms. Jennifer go right?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. We'll see you at the next meeting.
Motion to postpone the
as may fan, however you interpreted it.
Okay.
As long as you get it right. So if you get a newspaper guy, we'll get it right.
You would think.
I would rather that be discussed during when our attorney is present, and ask that our attorney take this with him and check into it before it comes back to us, please.
That's item A.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Item B.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve PO 8158 to Tennessee Tractor for $2,531.91 for tractor repair, additional $3,191.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion? I think this has already been approved. It was $3,191 over that.
That's mm-hmm. correct.
Right.
What did we get repaired?
Tractor.
I know, but what on the tractor?
It was a hydraulic pump.
Okay.
The reason why it went over was the one that they had been getting is mm-hmm. no longer available, the aftermarket. So he had to go with
the, oh, yeah, you told us that, didn't
with the John Deere.
No, sir. It's another aftermarket, but it's from a different company.
Okay. Had to have it.
Oh, yeah, it won't do anything about it.
Well, have we got the tractor back yet?
We do.
Did it work good?
Yeah, everybody's working good.
Good. Right now. Any more discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start with Tom and go left.
Aye.
Motion carried. Any other new business? I know there's something I'm forgetting, and I'm sorry.
One more on there.
You got one C. more on there.
Oh, is there a C?
C. Mm-hmm.
Make a motion. We approve PO 8174.
Oh, that's for that.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
What are those parts, Willie?
I'm sorry.
It's a water pump part.
Oh, I'm sure that's for those peristaltic pumps that we pump our chemicals with wastewater and the water plant. Range's been rebuilding some of them along, so we'll always have extra on the shelf.
Any more discussion?
Any idea of the expense?
That's what the strangling's about.
The what?
It should have a dollar figure there, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's more than $1,500, otherwise it wouldn't be on there. But it's not much more.
Well, they would have. Did they put that in with chemicals?
They did.
Okay. That's
I can try to go back and find it. So, it should be on the sheet.
Don't worry. It's not that, I mean. The story gets bigger every time you tell it,
wouldn't
it? What? He's told it three times in the last hour. It gets bigger every time.
Is that turned off?
No.
And the baby was holding the puppy?
Mm-hmm. The house puppy was burning down.
Gray had to get the puppy mouth.
I can see hey, it. Hey, listen now. I might lean on his chest a little bit, but I don't want to give him mouth man.
This sure looked like that house on fire, though.
It did. It really did. Yeah, you know, I should have done that. I should have called Roger. Really called you.
What's that?
Boy, I'd been
some. Did Dark come home about 15 fire trucks around?
No. She wasn't real happy. She wasn't real happy about me walking down the sidewalk until she realized who it was.
I don't find it, Mr. Carroll.
That was fine.
It was not that much until this afternoon.
Any more discussion? Now, Garo, start right and go left.
Aye.
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 No, she carried. Got a call from Roy Morris. He wants to know if Stephen and them went down today and put another diverter up there at the top part of the school and everything.
We didn't get that.
Oh, you did not?
No.
Okay.
The stuff's too hard.
But you did get the traces out by the road.
We did.
Okay.
We got traces.
Mr. Roy wants to know Michael, go ahead and explain. He called you.
A long time ago. I slept since then.
Yeah, I have too, but...
He just... the water's coming down the hill from the school and everything, and it's going up, you know, still going up in his carport and into his house if it's a lot of rain. And that's basically all I know. And
do we want to dig a ditch on the far side, Mr. Tom, Mr. Ray? You guys went and looked at it.
Ditch on the far side, don't stop it. No, he's still going to go down the street. And if I may be wrong about this, but I believe I remember that west side of the street being a little bit lower than the east side. It's all going to shift that way anyway.
Yeah, all the water goes.
If he wants to dig up that culvert that he buried or whoever buried in his front yard, then that would stop it. But that's not our responsibility, I don't think.
No.
And I don't want to be hard on Mr. Roy. Mr. Roy's a fine man and has been a faithful fireman and supporter of the city of Dyer. But if we dig up his culvert, then we're going to have to dig up somebody else's culvert. And I don't know that a ditch on the other side is going to stop the water. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I agree with you. You're going to have to dig that whole strip up there off. And...
Yeah. We don't mind digging culverts, but we're not going to replace culverts, you know.
Well, I mean...
And they don't want their culverts dug up, do they?
That's their whole front yard. And, yeah. And you know, you got the house next door that's for sale. Could adversely affect the sale of that house.
But there's got to be a point. We've been on this discussion for how long?
Over a year.
Over a year?
Yeah.
I've had the same discussion on some other areas of town. We do nothing. Either we do something or tough luck, one or the other.
Make a decision one way or the other.
One way or the other, nice guy or not.
Well, say that.
You're supposed to have pre-flow ditches that the state man said, either you do it or you don't.
In this case, he wants us to do something. At some point, we need to tell him the limit of what we can do.
That's right.
I agree.
Is it our responsibility to see that the citizens of this Dyer are... I don't know what word I want to use, to keep them from being flooded away, and it's our responsibility for the sewer.
If I remember correctly, it is our responsibility to initially provide ditches for everyone in town, but it is the property owner's responsibility to keep them up and in good repair after we provide them. Is that right?
That's right. If it needs a ditch and it's a city, if the city dug a ditch for its own purpose, then we can maintain the ditch. If you put your house in a hole, and the city can't get to water away from it, that's not our problem. My house is in a hole.
Right, and you've got water problems.
But it's not your problem.
And many other people in Dyer.
Yeah. However, there is a piped ditch in my front yard that's been there for 30, 40 years. When that thing goes bad, if we want to put a pipe back, that's my problem, not your problem.
Right. And there was a
ditch. At some point, you got to tell me that, Mr. Tom. You got to,
sooner or later, you got to make that decision. I've said something about a couple properties around. I don't know if the main street pipe is plugged up there on the end of Thomas and Curry there, across there. But sooner or later, we got to make a decision. You know, we haven't gained a bit on any of it. Either you do it or forget it and let everybody drown in their overflows. I mean,
down here, the first, it's just a culvert all the way down through there. There's no place for the water to go into the culvert other than at Mr. Roy's.
There was a drain further up, but I don't know if it's still there or not.
Everybody's got to maintain theirs going right up, or it don't work.
And the water just keeps on going down. And Mr. Roy's ain't like yay big, and that water's gonna go right by there.
He's the bottom of the hill. He's gonna get all the water.
Getting it all because the other ones are not properly done. I don't think.
Let them go for many years.
Huh?
What he talking about? They let them go for many years.
Oh yeah. Nobody. You either dig up the whole street, or what are you going to do? You can have...
Well,
five people met at, you're one. Somebody make the call.
We went in, Mr. Roy's, with the server machine in that board hall. We were supposed to clean most of that out, and we could only get about 120 feet, and we couldn't go any further.
Okay, part of his is plugged.
Is it his or is it the next door neighbor?
I think it's going to be as soon as it goes to the next door neighbor's.
Going south?
Because we about got off his property, and then it started not going.
As long as it goes the other way.
It collapsed, probably.
To me, if they're plugged, you dig them up, you give them a letter. You got so much time, or you dig a ditch in front of their yard. It's yours now.
I think a lot of what Mr. Rowley's problem is, with so much water coming down that street, there's not enough places for it to get off that street and into the culvert.
That's right.
Except for Mr. Rowley's, and it's not big enough to take more than 2 5-gallon buckets at a time.
That's right.
He's saying that it's our fault because we took the speed bumps up at the scoop.
No.
They wouldn't divert that much water.
No.
The real problem is somebody, I don't know whether it was him or the people that lived there before, put in a culvert all the way up the ditch in the front yard and then covered it over.
There's no drains.
Right. It's easier to mow, but it won't drain water. And it happens all the way up and down Poplar Street, from where Mother used to live all the way down.
Your ground grows.
Right.
And it just going to run down the road. I mean, it run off their yards and down the road.
And I think maybe it may compound Roy's a little bit, because you've got water coming from the north and the south.
Yep.
It kind of congregates right around that big ditch that is ours and pushes back a little bit.
They got that one little diverter coming off of Parkview down that hill there. And you know.
Right.
And I noticed it's starting to come apart. So that would create more problems. Because I saw Mr. West get out of his truck and pick a chunk of it up.
It is getting
just this past week, yeah.
Maybe this is something else we can put on the agenda for Thursday night.
We'll have a full night.
We have a drain over here at Ray helped me out up here across from Carmen Adams' house.
Mm. Maple Street, I don't know what you're talking about.
The lady's house across.
Oh, what is her name? Salmon?
Yes.
The one you had lined?
No.
A different one?
This is our city water. And this is our drain that drains off beside her house. And our line has been completely broken and disintegrated and everything else and everything. I mean, you know, so that is something we need to, we've gotten through Carmen's and Miss Irene's and...
They're falling in again.
Are they? I thought you went over and checked that.
We did. It wasn't, what Carmen had wasn't anything.
5 gallon bucket?
Literally a 5 gallon bucket of dirt and it wasn't. It wasn't through like where it eat out from the bottom.
It was just settled.
It wasn't as deep.
Okay.
We
talked to Mr. Carmen when we was over there. He came out and talked with us.
Okay. I didn't know y'all had been.
He just mentioned it.
But on that problem over here, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to dig a place. Well, yeah, we're going to have to dig a place in the ground and everything. We're going to have to bury a piece of pipe down through there. Or we're going to have to go over and dig a ditch down through there and...
I walk by that every day, and I have never paid any attention to how that is on her property. I know we have a catch basin across the street in front of the old parsonage. And does it then go under the street and empty out into her lot?
No, it goes into the yard, down the hill, and curves up toward her house. And then it turns and goes down, and then it goes all the way back over to this.
But where... Are you saying, I can see where the flow is when I'm looking. I've never gotten down there. Is there an opening where a pipe used to be? Has it always been that way? Probably so.
It was concrete, big pipe, so it's been there for a long time.
They put concrete back against cast iron down there at some point. It just looks like whatever they used, whatever they had is what they used at the time. There's a concrete
clay tile?
Yeah, it's concrete clay tile. Hmm. And it's even different sizes. You know, y'all went in there, we needed in there a couple months ago. College Street on the back side.
Yeah. So Mr. Clarkson could get in there and
But the main thing is that the dirt, there's two things. The pipe is, and I know we're talking about now, so you're trying to think about where you're talking about.
Well, actually.
There's two things. There's a place where the drain line is separated, the pipe is separated, where there's two different types of pipe that come together. Actually, there's three things. There's a spot where it's collapsed, just a little further down before it hits College Street, and then parts of the pipe are exposed strictly due to erosion.
Hmm. Because of the first two things.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's just natural erosion. It wasn't buried very deep to begin with, and I can just imagine mowing that with a little lawnmower, because you're just so.
But what I would like to do is I'd like to go back to her and the other property owner and ask if we could possibly dig a ditch down through there, which would carry the water a whole lot better than another pipe would that's going to get stopped up eventually.
So the other property is First Baptist?
No. It is, I can't think of the name of the lady. It's this white house over here.
Donald and...
up on the hill, straight across from George Fisher.
Is it the Sweat House? It's not the Sweats, is it? Sherry Sweats?
It has to be.
It is.
It has to be.
Okay, yeah.
But
so where does it run across then?
It runs,
on the west side, right at the line.
And then it goes into
follows
the
line, or does it cut across their yard?
It follows the line on the side right here. It must follow the line. The Baptist Church may have a little property in there, but...
That's because the Baptist Church owns where the Andersons used to live.
They own beside that parking lot.
I bet it would involve some of that.
So I'd like to get with all three or five or how many ever it is and talk with them and get them to allow us to dig a ditch back down through there instead of putting a pipe down through there. I mean, a pipe's going to cost a fortune and it's going to get stopped up and it's going to, you know. And it's not doing them any good at this point.
Fill the ditch with riprap?
Yeah. And Steve's got plenty. Yeah.
You might end up piping part of that in the top of her yard, though, because otherwise it'll be a trip through her yard.
Well, it'll have to be right there at the front.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about when it comes down the hill. Once it gets down the hill to the flat ground, the rest of it gets
it crosses that yard, so you can get...
What do you do with it when it gets to West College?
It goes under the road into a big...
How does it get to the road?
There's a drain.
There's another one of our drain pipes there.
Okay. So you're not going to have to go through the sidewalk?
No.
No, there's already... Might have to open that up and put a head wall there.
Do you have an easement for that drainage ditch?
I would have to get one.
That's what we'd have to get.
And there's not...
What says that's city's problem?
Mr. Clarkson.
Who?
Because it is draining the water off of the road. And it's our drainage that's draining it off the road.
Coming from our...
You remember the man that come down here and we stood out in the rain with that day?
Yeah.
Draining off of West Maple.
Right.
It drains West Maple. At some point, that was all underground and nobody saw it.
We looked at several places. He said, don't touch it. We went to other places. He says, yeah, this is yours. Yes, this is yours. And it's because of certain things or whatever.
Okay.
So, and we do not want to start buying her a fence and cutting her trees and da-da-da-da-da, you know.
Well, she's actually spent money to have it cleaned out herself.
That's right.
Because she thought it was hers.
Yeah, she has.
She's done a lot of work for Seth there.
I mean, that's the kind of thing I guess if I was back there and trying to figure out why I couldn't mow over something, I'd be trying to fix it myself. Just assume it's mine, but, you know.
And she's not able. She's done everything she's able to do, whatever, but... I think it would save the city a lot of money if we did not.
Well, if it's our ditch, we don't have any choice. We got to keep it in good repair.
It's not specifically our ditch, but it is our water that is causing the problem.
So it should be ours.
Right. We have the liability to maintain it,
It's our buried pipe.
Right. Yeah.
It was our buried pipe.
But I would like to go to them and talk to them about that, maybe... And then bring that back to the board and everything, and then you guys discuss it a little more. And maybe I'll bring some pictures back. Kind of show what we're talking about and everything else. I actually had some, I don't know what happened to them. Roger took them or something. Last thing I have is, and the other part is, Wednesday. Ray, if you're available, Tom, if you're available, I will not be available on Wednesday. Nathan, also, help me out, Roger. Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson will be here on Wednesday to look at where the helipad and everything to be and all that kind of stuff down here at the fire department that we talked about. Mr. Bob Wilson. We'll be here Wednesday to kind of look over some of that stuff.
Just give me where we're getting the debris.
That's what I was fixing to ask them. There is a tree that is on our property, on the fire department's property, on the city's property, that needs to come down. That tree is a real tall tree.
What kind?
Pecan.
Yeah, I believe it is, ain't it?
Pine.
It's an oak tree.
Pecan.
Oak tree. Oak tree. We own it, so no matter what happens, you know, I guess we have to pay ourselves $4,000 for that.
My tree's not looking so good.
Huh?
My tree's not looking so good.
Your tree ain't looking good. You need to take care of it, too. What I would like to do is get a price from Del Sal, and if it's not too high, for Del Sal to cut the tree down, but our guys to saw it up and haul it off and everything else. That tree is a big tree, and they've got the equipment just to cut it to the ground.
Do we have the equipment to cut it up?
Yes.
We have take a pretty good size saw on it, Steve.
Why does this tree have to be removed now?
Because of the helicopter.
Because the airbag.
Well, we haven't.
Even if we don't even do the helipad, okay, that tree needs to come down regardless.
Okay.
What?
You might be better off just a thought. Get somebody with a track hole in there, dig it, stump it all out when you get to a certain point because you don't want to stump under any driveways or anything.
Well, this is back in the back.
Back on the fence, isn't it?
Yeah,
oh, it's on the fence.
It's on the ditch road that runs between it and the old
motorcycle. That tree there? Okay.
And to be honest with you, I would personally like for that stump to stay. To slow some of the water flow.
Well, it's going to take more than a stump to slow water flow through there.
And I understand that, but I don't want to take the complete stump out of the ground. That way it doesn't start washing more. And
the root system.
You know. You see what I'm saying?
And the stump won't hurt anything.
The stump won't hurt anything.
It's not in the way for the helicopter pad. You just want it
just
out of.
The height is the problem.
Right now, when they come in, they have to circle around and come back in and land this direction. If that tree comes down, then they can come straight in. Like they should be able to come in.
Less time.
If the wind's in the right direction and they have to come in that way, it's like they have to come in and do a pretty steep descent.
Isn't there another tree kind of behind the?
We're going to cut those trees.
There's some couple of small ones, but nothing.
Okay.
Nothing else. That's.
I got you a price.
Oh, you already did?
He said he'll cut the four biggest ones that's on that side there for $300.
Put them on the ground.
He was going to come here and talk to Nathan today. But
I mean, just putting them on the ground.
He asked me how swift he wanted to do it. He said, well, I'd walk across the road and start on it right now. I said, no.
And I didn't want to cut them without the board knowing what was going on, you know. So
best bargain if they don't tear it up.
That's a heck of a deal, right?
Yeah, that's a good deal.
He's always worked good with fire.
Yeah. As long as he's got liability insurance. And
he does. Where on that lot are we considering this
right across the
helipad?
About 25 feet to the left side of the back of the building. Does that sound right? 25? Is that too far?
If you went straight down the center of that parking lot, it'd
be yeah,
fit in the center of the.
Okay, in the grassy area back there.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I know we're not going to lose any helicopters to floods, but there's a lot of water that runs back through there.
And that's why we wanted it down here. That way, if they had to have a second helicopter or something else, that they could land on the hill up above. Because it would be drier on top of the hill up here than it would be down at the bottom.
But if they can land on the hill, why not let them land on the hill now and save us $6,000? what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Why build a pad if they can land up there already?
Yeah, and I might have room for a dumpster down on the lawn.
A helipad.
I mean, we're looking
safer.
If we're looking at a tight budget already, and we can save $6,000, and we got something that'll work, it'd be nice to have it. But I mean, if we can get by with what we got.
Y'all don't have to make a decision about that now. We can certainly get those trees down if you want to.
I really don't have a problem with trees staying, but I mean, it's just my opinion.
I don't think much.
Well, if we're going to wind them down there, pretty whether you're saving for a helipad or not, the trees are an issue with them landing there, pretty.
They asked about them before the helipad even come up. They asked about the trees.
Yeah, $300, that's not a big deal.
No.
I thought it was very cheap.
Really cheap.
I've charged that to do one.
I'm not a tree.
Truthfully, even that would be cheap.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cheap.
But I didn't want to tell them to cut a tree without y'all's permission, so.
You sure it's our tree?
Yeah, I mean, it's on our property.
It's on our side.
Okay.
It's not in the ditch. It's on our side of the ditch. So.
Okay.
We have to mow around it, so it's
pretty much
ours.
We'd be taking somebody else's shade, though.
Ain't nobody living back there right now.
They use the shade tree and picnic. Have a picnic up under that tree.
You guys want to think about that, or you guys want to do it, or what?
If we need to cut the trees, we need to go ahead and get the trees cut. But I mean, for a telepath, we think we need to
see what's happening with our budget. Cut the trees, cut them if.
That's a start.
Let's talk about the helipad.
Yeah, I agree.
So you guys want to, if you guys are around Wednesday, Bob Wilson will be over here Wednesday and everything.
What time?
11, I think.
11, I believe.
Be here.
So if you guys are where you can come and...
If I can get away.
Listen.
Or is he coming here or down to the fire station?
Fire station.
I guess you told them specifications.
40 by 40 with a 6-inch, 3-inch, 3-inch center with a drop-off, 3-inch.
6-inch thick concrete.
Yeah.
Have to have gravel under it?
Yes.
Yes. And the place they were talking about putting it would be where the driveway... Or the, whatever you want to call it, the parking lot does not drop off as much and everything, so it doesn't take as much concrete to make a small path right there, 4.5-5 foot wide, and
be a short sidewalk, basically.
Yeah, it'd be a real short one compared to where it would have been a lot further. So.
Don't we own where old Rosenwall?
No.
I thought we did.
Nope.
Did you tell somebody we did? Did you tell somebody we did?
No.
Okay.
But I just always thought we owned it.
Yeah.
That would be the better place for... be more room.
We don't ever know when trucks are going to be parked there.
Be a problem.
Yeah.
Mr. Attorney, do you have anything?
About what?
Anything.
Let's see. We got a deed back from two of the heirs on that house across from the church. So now we found another one, as well as the husband. We're going to send another deed to him. He didn't send the person back. So then all we'll have left is the two girls. And their interest will be so small that we might be able to talk them into taking a little money.
Can we not eventually just take it, or?
Well, I don't know. If they pay the taxes, I guess they do.
But it's...
The problem is providing notice, and you were going to see if we could give notice in the newspaper or something, didn't we think?
Well, of course you can do that. light area.
Yeah. Does
you
it,
want to do that?
Do they allow? Do they allow notice? Does that allow notice? Either by sign or on the newspaper, and that yeah. You've got to give notice somehow to these folks.
Well, I'm trying to get all these ownership interests consolidated.
If you got that, it's no problem. We just
yeah.
You got a buyer or a, somebody.
Well, the church wants to buy it.
It's dangerous. I mean, it may be boarded up, but it won't keep people from getting in.
No, there are plenty of holes to get in.
Well, it's nothing. You can probably get it condemned, and you can probably tear it down, but you got to pay for it.
Now, let Roger and them have a training exercise.
It's not going to get that. It won't get it torn down.
Now,
out of control.
If you put the cost for tearing it down on the taxes, you know,
how confident are you that? What is your confidence level that there will be a resolution to this in the next 6 to 12 months? Do you think?
Yeah, probably. It will. Yeah, probably 6 months. I can get this other interest down to just two. The little girls might take $1,000 a piece. I don't know.
Then the city wouldn't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. The church would buy it.
Then the church will have to pay to tear it down. Yeah.
But
and they're still paying more than it's
that's
going right.
They've offered a couple of thousand for Mr. Woods. They paid those little girls $1,000 a piece, and they got it. It'd be coming out all right.
We have been trying to, and I don't know where Nathan's at on this. But there's a house on North Royal Street. It's not a house. It's a shed, barn, red thing. She's called two or three times. I think she's contacted Jennifer a couple of times. We need to try and get that property. Go ahead and get that property and everything. Well, we can get it ripped down. There's coons and snakes and everything else living in it.
Who owns it?
And Mr. Johnson.
A different one.
Is it Cornelius?
No, sir, it's
Joe. Joe Johnson.
That's the one.
That's not the one on the house by Jimmy West.
This one actually
Full Street from Floyd. Oh, Joe Johnson, that's the one that the city of Rutherford tried to get on to about the dilapidated building downtown.
Mm-hmm. Let me
talk
to you.
When they hauled him into court, he went over and tore it down.
This property, we are so close to having our hands on the deed that it's that close and everything, but you know
everything he's got. Put pledged on a mortgage. If he owes any money, I guarantee you, the house is probably on the.
He has somehow agreed to go sign off on this property.
Okay.
And everything.
It went through the sale.
Mm-hmm. Went through the tax sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we could get something, the clerk says that if we can come up with a document that releases that to us now.
But who bought it? The county? They
yes.
Take it back in?
Yes, sir.
So my thing would be I would like for you and Nathan to work on that a little bit
okay.
And everything. And so we can go ahead. This is a very tiny thing. And this lady that's moved in next door has made her house look very nice. She's cleaned up. I mean, she has a very nice looking house and everything. But it's a lot of rodents and raccoons and everything. And this has been going on for several months. And it needs to be down. So
you look shy.
Flashpad cost about $65,000 to $125,000.
What?
A splash pad. I've been contacted by several citizens, and I mean several citizens. I'm not asking the board to do anything. All I'm asking for the board to do is allow me to have a a few people to come up, have a conversation about how they want to come up with fundraisers to fund this thing. And if we can figure out how we might be able to do something and get enough citizens involved, I have 25 right now that have already committed to do this, but I would ask that the city not do anything at this point until we can figure out what we're going to do, and maybe try and raise the money before we even apply for a grant or anything to do this.
For what?
It's a play area.
A splash pad,
a water
sprinkler system,
water park for children, legit. And I guess adults if they wish.
It is not a swimming pool by no means. There is no water on top of the ground. It all goes under the ground.
How much does it cost to maintain one of these? The city doesn't need to be spending any more money.
That's right.
For something like that, we got enough to take care of for our revenues right now.
That's right.
We need.
It costs about $40 a month. To operate, and it costs, and then it has a filter that has a 30-day capacity on it, which allows, and a filter is about $90. So you would be talking about $140, $150. There would be a whole lot more details, Mr. Tom, before we ever even really got into that, and this is a long-term deal. This is not tomorrow. There's no way we could even think about doing it within the next year or even 2 years. So,
well, there has to be chemicals too.
You got chemicals.
Yeah. No, the filter has the chemicals built in it. It's in the tank.
What would the liability be for the city as far as personal injury?
You'd have it all.
Same as the park.
Yeah, same as anything.
But with water, it would probably be higher because it's going to be slicker.
Anytime you add water, you get into
it.
It wouldn't be as bad as a pool, I'm sure. A pool is...
Right, you can't drown in it, but you can still hurt yourself.
Yeah, and there would be an increased price there, but it wouldn't be like a pool or anything. I wanted a pond years ago, and I thought a nice fishing pond at the park would be nice. And they shut me down real quick when I looked at what the insurance was going to cost.
Yeah.
I thought you just dig a hole. It's not. I don't mean
to catch water.
I mean, you know, this wouldn't be that. This wouldn't be like that.
I don't see a problem if you want to get a committee together to investigate it.
And this is, like I said, this is not an overnight process. This is not a, you know, this is a long term deal. I mean,
and it's not a commitment on our part.
That's right. No commitments. No anything. I just know there's been lots and lots of people that have asked about it would like for us to even look into it. And I think it's more or less people wanting to come up with ideas for what the city may be able to do to help the children, you know.
If you're ever in Martin, go downtown Martin by the police station. They have one there.
Stand there where they have their little
I would festival. Say if we had all the black topping done and stuff, our culverts taken care of in town, where we need to spend some money, great, let's get two of them. But I don't see it happening with all the other stuff we need. I just don't see it happening.
Got a pretty heavy agenda, hadn't
we?
Roads. But we didn't need to.
Well, I mean, we got a lot of problems.
But I do not want to pursue, get two of them.
Yeah.
Mr. Tom said so, didn't
you? Yeah, if you can afford one, you can afford two.
We did the fake news deal. We edited part of it.
Well, if you vote to get two and you don't get but one, then you save 50%. That's great.
That's good.
Yeah, you can look at it that way.
I was asked to bring this to your attention, so that's what I was doing. So you can spend anywhere from $65,000 building one to $1 million building one. So most of them cost between... The one we would want to build would be about $125,000, and it would be probably somewhere 35% to 40% match.
I've seen the one in Martin and everything. It's not near as big as the one that I saw.
Martin's small one. Martin's was about $65,000.
They do get a lot of use out of it.
Oh yeah, the kids out there playing it all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen. We went to the soybean festival or something. Whatever festival they have.
Yeah, soybean. But you get adults out there playing it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Right downtown.
So, you know, that is something that, you because, you know, I don't want to pursue if there's no possibility of it at all. I mean,
investigate and see what it would cost, see what fundraising looks like, look at grants.
I would also like to look next year at downtown sidewalks in our downtown area. I don't want to go too deep into that, but we're going to have to start looking at some of that stuff. And when I mean have to, we're going to have to, you know. Any other business?
I got two questions. The lady that was in here, we have to raise $500 to get a truck.
No, sir.
What was she talking about, the note? She was wanting money. What's that for?
She was just asking if we wanted to help.
If we wanted to donate
some money toward.
How does she get her money to buy this food? Is it all donated?
Yes. The insurance company that she was talking about.
Right.
And
right. United Healthcare.
And she, you know, she was like, well, she asked me on the street, and I told her, I said, you got to come to the board meeting. I can't do that. I would not recommend doing anything without it being budgeted, because if it's not budgeted, then you're going to fall into a predicament of helping this one and that one and this one and that one. But overall, you're helping some of the city.
Several years ago, the city contributed $5,000 or $6,000 a year to community organizations.
Right.
JCOA, this one and that one and this one and that one. And so they quit doing that because they couldn't do it
fairly.
Couldn't do it for everybody.
Okay.
And with Ms. Miles, they've been very good and easy to work with. But when she came up 2 years ago to start this process, I told her there would probably be no money. That we'd be glad to put time into it and people and be able to help out. So I was somewhat surprised. You know, I mean, I understand.
Okay.
What was she needing the office for? I mean,
they're looking for a location to set up and they're wanting to grow this to a wider area and everything. That's, you know, that's what she told me out on the street that day, so.
I'd say her do that. You know, I mean, if you're...
The other question I had is, how are the police radios and that stuff working now?
I talked with Paul Thomas and everything, and he's had a few little glitches or whatever, but Brad can...
Locally, since we've done the next update, it's fine so far. So when they do an update, it works. And then, you know, a few months later, we went the longest this last time, and they updated them again.
Is it a different problem every time they got to update it, or just... How often this is an updated thing?
A lot of them through the airways.
Central control and airway.
Did it
state the liability purposes and all that?
It's whatever y'all wrote.
You wrote it.
No, sir, I didn't.
I wrote it. You thought it was okay.
Yeah, y'all voted to send it.
Was it for the liability and all that kind of thing?
I think so.
Okay. Six.
That's been...
Will you pull it again?
Back in the spring, yeah.
Yeah.
Will you pull that again and just kind of make sure, and not right now, but pull that again and see where we're at on it and everything, because, you know. Cool.
Is this costing the city money every time they update? No.
No.
Okay.
Problem is, my biggest problem is, when I put an officer out on the street and he's a street away and there is a problem going on and he cannot get any help and he needs help, he don't need it 5 minutes from now and he don't have time to pick up the telephone and call somebody because he ain't going to be able to dial somebody. It makes me so mad to think that one of our officers could wind up dead,
yeah,
or very seriously injured over something as stupid as what's been going on. And I'm not happy with it at all. And I talked to Cheryl I think probably Steve and them updated you, and I told him I was not happy at all with what was going on, and everything, and I told him that and frankly, I told him it was bullshit. I was not dealing with this anymore to either fix the problem or find somebody else that can, is what I told him. So.
You just don't know. I mean, it goes so long, and then you have a glitch. I mean, then they'll say they updated it. So, you know, we're really just all right.
Well, how did the...
We just documented. I told the mayor, asked him this time, anytime it happens, no matter if it's night or day, you come to him, and he'll call.
How are all the guys feeling about that? What's their attitude?
A couple weeks ago, we were pretty upset.
Well, yeah, I know. I got a phone call, but I didn't know how they were.
And then Chief Cathy called me that Tuesday morning. We discussed some stuff. He just said that he would not. The next, anytime we have a problem, to call the mayor. But he did ask me if I had the newest update, and I said, they finally give Jerry Privett the update so he can start doing our updates instead of us waiting for area wide. And I said, he's done that, but it was about couple months ago, month and a half ago. But they say some of the updates they can do over the airways. We don't have to come in and do it now, I don't know.
Who pays for the updates? The county? The county?
Yeah, that Central Control does, don't they?
I'm sure that if it's their system, they're all working out. They're just paying for it.
We're about $250,000 to $300,000 invested in this program, Mr. Stone.
Yeah, I know what. And if it ain't working, then, well.
I wasn't a big fan of digital, but I know the sheriff's department needed it because
the right. How is their luck with it?
Not
good either?
No. I don't know the solution. I mean, we just document it and then go to the board and let them decide if we're ever going to go to another company. Or I know, like I said, sheriffs from other counties in Virginia and some others have switched back to analog. I mean, it's just not just a...
You remember what their satisfaction guarantee was with this company that did it?
Weren't told anything. Just told it was all 100% going to work.
It's not working. So how long do you have to wait before you can do something?
A statute of limitations?
Yeah, I guess is the best way.
It's quite complicated. I don't know that you first got to see if you have standing to file a suit against that vendor. Because I don't know who bought it. Did the county buy it?
No. Central Control bought it.
Well, you're a beneficiary of it, but we paid for part of it.
I mean, what's it take an officer to get shot, do something? You're gonna, you know, that's
it's
too late.
It's an ongoing problem, so you probably don't have as much problem with the statute of limitations because every time it fails, it probably starts over.
Okay.
But if you file suit tomorrow,
you gotta have a reason. Yeah.
You're gonna have to have an engineer to explain what's wrong with it.
And they don't know.
You just can't say it don't work because it won't work. So you'd have to be at the price of an engineer who, if they can't figure it out, he probably couldn't.
Ultimately, Central and the Sheriff's Department are gonna carry the water for this. Yeah. I mean, we just
need to follow suit with them.
We just need to support whatever it is they wanna do.
You need to join in with them.
Right.
But to haul off and file something, it probably cost you far more than it would to just go a different route.
Yeah. All right. The longer they let it drag out.
Yeah, they don't need to let it.
They don't need to let it drag out. Either you do something or.
Yeah, they could argue, well, you're what we call defensive laches, where you sit on your rights and it gets old.
Yeah.
And that's a defense. You should have told us 2 years ago.
That's right.
We could have fixed it, but can't fix it this long out.
Right.
And we're within ourselves. Like I said, we still have the private radio. If we're going somewhere hot or something like this, the other person knows he's headed that way. We, you know, like we'll call Central and say, hey, we're fixing to go over here. We're doing this. I mean,
You're covering yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Ultimately, those guys are my responsibility.
Yeah. Well, if it's too hot, you just back off if you're...
Do y'all ever do any trial runs for practice?
Yeah, we don't need to sever the traffic stops. I mean, anything where... If I'm fixing to pull somebody over and I know it, I'll call on the private. Hey, I'm fixing to do this. No, if it's not just somebody just...
Right.
Stop sign or something like that. But we don't take anything for granted.
I would imagine the counties already in 9/11 have already considered the cost of initiating a suit. And probably they're just figuring, well, keep working at it, we'll finally get it fixed. They don't spend the money either.
Well, they don't spend it.
It's been a lot.
Yeah.
How much have we spent?
I don't know. Last time we went out there, what was it, 100 more thousand or something? They bumped it up to 100 and it, I guess, improved it a little, but it was going to take care of it, almost.
The county and 9/11 probably love for the city to file the suit, take care of the load of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, the only way we're going to do that is if one of our officers get hurt because of that.
Well, that's too late.
But, you know, we just want to make sure that they understand. The reason I ask that question is because I want to make sure that that letter... helps them understand that they will be liable for anything that happens to any of our officers because of that radio.
They have to indemnify you for your loss.
Yeah.
Pay you back.
Back.
Right, that's all I've got.
Anything else? Hey, Lindsay said it's time to go home. Now move on to the accounts, February 13th, 2017.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
What did Albright do?
It's just pest control. Quarterly. Some of it's quarterly, some of it's half yearly.
It just seemed inexpensive. I'm not fussing, but yeah. I was just curious.
They come in and do something, they send us a bill.
Okay. 852.
American Development Corporation, chemicals.
Okay.
That's none of that's the PO that doesn't have a dollar amount to it, but it's the same company, ADC.
Number what?
Raspberries.
Tires.
How much is it?
$1,886.71.
I believe that was fire truck tires.
Fire truck tires. Rod.
Is that right? No.
No. We already did that.
We did those last time.
That was $1,300 for the fire truck tires. It's four, right? $1,886.71.
Mountain Balance tires, $2,944. International Duristar, $4,300. It's a fire department. For work done on the 10th.
They just added it back to this bid. You need to go back and check it before you pay this.
We issued a purchase order for it. That's the last thing I remember doing.
It was on
the list of bills
last month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last month and it was double, so it was there twice or something.
That was on the tanker, wasn't it?
The new one.
Yeah.
And then there's that one is, what's the number, 13?
901,
isn't it? 901 is the one I was asking about.
And then there's also $517 for a Crown Vic.
That's Mark Meadows' tires, wasn't it?
For some tires. It's like four new tires for that car. Yeah.
The amount sounds right for on the 1300 for the...
Yeah, but 1300,
500, 800. I'm not sure what the bill last meeting was then. We thought it was a tanker then.
And just make sure that's taken check before we do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He says I'm hungry.
Should eat?
Mr. Tom told me not to before we come that he was gonna bring some supper, but I ain't getting up.
Should've missed Miss Tom, should you?
Should have been the toot and tell it.
Brad, is that 1164 for me? Hometown, I don't Did you take care of that yesterday? Like today, Nathan? The light bulb?
Boom.
Will you take care of it for me, please? Oh, yeah, I guess you just need to. Do you have a credit card?
I'll just send one with you.
Just come by the office and get a card, please. Because I absolutely forgot about it until it was too late today, so.
Thank you, though.
We had a police car that headlight went out on Friday night, I believe it was, or Saturday night. Saturday night.
You get a ticket there for that, you know that, don't you?
We went down there, and I went down there and helped Mr. Ken. We changed that light bulb out before he got back on the road with that car.
Wasn't easy, was it?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, believe it or not.
Had to take a tire off?
No, we just had to take the whole motor out to get there.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. Spent 8 hours getting that motor out. Come back the next day, spent the other 8 hours putting
it in. Yeah, no, that's right.
No, it really took us about 10 minutes, so it wasn't bad. But it happened to be on that one side that just the air thing popped out, and there it was. Any other discussion about the accounts? No, we'll call the roll. Start with Miss Jennifer. All right. Motion carried. Mr. Slyke, you was here after the visitor section. Would you like to say anything during the... Yes, sir.
I can't hear you.
Sorry, I haven't heard anything. My
ear is so bad. Can you stand what I said?
She said if you'd like to stay, you'd like to get up straight now. You need to say anything.
I know.
Well,
I was saying that you come in late and everything, but I want to give you an opportunity if you, you know.
No, I understand that. I mean, I'm just here to see, you know what progress you guys are doing and stuff. You're doing a good job and stuff. But what I would suggest is maybe looking at like a tri-city type thing, like they did in Mississippi, and bring some, you know, industry in here to make the money that you guys need to run. I mean, I'm not trying to criticize or anything, but it sounds to me like you're trying to save the pennies, which is good, but you got to make the dollars, too. So, I mean, the suggestion I would make is to look for somebody that would be good at looking to bring in industry to the place. And, I mean, I don't know if this is your position to do it or if it's the... what's that other board?
Industrial board.
But I mean, I would actually be stepping a little bit more in that than it would be, you know, nickel, diamond, and stuff. And honestly, I'm not trying to criticize or anything. But.
Well, Mr. Swag, that's what we just did today. We put another person on the.
So, I mean, that's the only thing I see. I mean, I think you guys are doing a really good job, and, you know, all I'm trying to do is help.
I mean, we just put another person on the industrial board today. We just put another man on the industrial board tonight.
So what?
Another man on the industrial board.
Yeah, what about it?
We put him on there tonight, Tom Lanham.
Okay. But so, I mean, I've been trying to see the industrial board for 2 years. And,
yeah. Well, we have a new industrial board. We have a new industrial board now.
Yeah.
A newer industrial board. And they had their first actual meeting, second actual meeting, right?
Last Monday
and everything. The 1st of April, first Monday in April will be the next meeting. If you would like to have a meeting with them, I'll be glad to talk to them and everything and get them all together.
Well, the hard thing for me, I mean, I'm not trying to say anything. I mean, I've tried for a long time to, you know, get established in here and stuff. And I like the town, I like everything, but... my inheritance came in a month ago, and there's lots of other people would like to borrow it.
Right.
I mean, like you were talking, you needed $145,000 to get a grant or something. I'm real hard of hearing, so a lot of the stuff that you guys were talking about, I didn't hear. But, I mean, you know, the way it's set up is if I spend... any of that, I'm going to have to give the government $300,000. So
So I would rather find a way to put the $300,000 into the city rather than giving it to who knows who.
Right.
So, I mean, and I can't say that I am, and I'm not trying to avoid paying it, but I know in the past that when we were working with cities and we restored the buildings that were in the city, they were a tax deferment,
right,
which was good for the city and good for the people that were doing it. And I've got people that would like to do it, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's up to you guys, and I don't want to tell you what to do or anything, but if it's up to me, I'd be looking at trying to get some industry in here. You've got the works and stuff to really make it work. You've got the housing, you know, and I mean, if you look at the Tri-City in Mississippi that they did it, you know, they took a little bit of a gamble and it paid off. They got a helicopter place, they built transformers, and, you know, they're putting all kind of industry in there. And their people are making $20, $30 an hour full-time, which that's where you generate your money is, you know, the people that are making the money paying the taxes.
Right.
So, I mean, honest, I'm not trying to tell you. I'm looking for a place to invest it, and that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Okay?
Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
No second.